the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another beautiful day in Appleton. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY. And Biz Talk is brought to you each morning by our Fox City Score Chapter. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Like you said, it is one of those gorgeous days. Get outside and take advantage of it if you can.
Are the golf courses still open?
Yes, they are.
There you go.
So, not that I can help do anything right on them, but they're out there.
Well, it is a beautiful day, and we have a wonderful show for you this morning. We're going to have a show this morning talking about our SCORE chapter, and Randy and I have a guest this morning. His name is Bob Molitor. Bob is a relatively new member to our chapter, maybe a couple of years, but we already got our hooks into him, and he's our vice chair. He's going to be replacing Randy next October as chair of the chapter. Randy will be completing 3 years next October. So we want to say good morning, Bob. Welcome to our program this morning.
Thank you, Tony.
Nice to have you here this morning. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be a SCORE mentor.
Well, I started out of business on my own back in 1981 and obviously learned the hard way, you know, not having mentors to go to. Made a lot of stupid mistakes. Not every idea has a world beater. But I kind of lucked through it. I mean, I fudged through it. I made my way through it. Ultimately, probably in about 15 years into the business, I did reach out to Wisconsin Manufacturing Extension Partnership for some mentoring, and it really helped. It changed things around. I think up until that time, the business I owned, it ran me after I went through that mentoring process, and then I could run the business. And so when I retired, I thought, okay, I'd like to help people maybe not make the same mistakes I made and just ease them into the business world and take that fear away. What I've seen a lot of the mentees and clients that have come to see us, they do have an apprehension of going into business, and I just want to say, okay, weigh out the consequences. And we come out with a rational thought that, yeah, this is a pretty good idea. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. So I think what they're finding now, and I'm enjoying, is that they're looking for someone to say, to reassure them, yeah, this is a good idea. Let's do this.
And how can I do it?
And how can they do it, yeah.
We're going to be talking about our SCORE chapter this morning, and if you're listening, you'd like to ask us a question, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-877-1150.
Okay. Bob, you had just said before, you know, you had the business was kind of running you as opposed to you running the business. What was it that changed things around, and what kind of things would you tell somebody who is experiencing that kind of feeling?
I would probably tell them to seek outside assistance, something through like SCORE. What a lot of people think when they start business, they think, okay, I'm the owner. That means I must have all the answers. And they think they can kind of work their way through that system. In many cases, you can't be an expert on everything. I mean, I know nothing about heart surgery, so I'm not embarrassed if somebody, you know, accuses me of not knowing any knowledge about that. So you have to accept the fact that you don't know it all, and you do need some outside help. Mm-hmm. And I think SCORE is an excellent opportunity for ongoing businesses that are struggling through these challenges, new businesses, startup businesses, things of that nature. They can come to SCORE. We've got a lot of mentors, 50-some mentors in the area, mm-hmm. that can give them a little assistance on everything. So that's what I'm feeling I would recommend to businesses that are struggling. We struggled from growth. Our growth just continued to expand, and we were always making decisions from the back seat rather than the front seat. We were always behind the eight ball. So it definitely helps.
It's a constant learning experience. You're learning about your company. You're learning about the influences on your company, competition, economics, industry changes. And you really do need, as a successful business owner, to get some input to help deal with all those changes.
You do need a sounding board, and I think that's what WMEP helped me with, is that, yeah, what you're doing is the right way to go. Let's go. Let's keep going. Instead of, I think, oh, should I do this or should I not? Make a lot of checkbook decisions and things of that nature. So it definitely helps to have some outside mentoring.
Bob, when did you join the chapter, and share with us how you found out about SCORE and the opportunity to, as you said, give back a little bit?
Probably upon entering a retirement or thinking about retirement, I think my wife when she said, you know, you work all the time, you got to find something work-related that can still fulfill some of your needs and things of that nature. So she said, look into SCORE. I think we had read about it in the paper. She maybe had heard about it from some friends. So probably about a year and a half ago, I think I talked to SCORE and became a SCORE mentor, and it's been pleasurable ever since.
Well, I know we've been very happy to have you on board because, as we mentioned before, you're going to be taking on the vice chair's position and moving on. And how did you feel about the way SCORE works as far as some of the activities that you're asked to take part in, whether some of the things that we do?
I was pretty much impressed with the amount of activity that SCORE actually undertakes from the national. I wasn't aware that it had so much influence and so much direction from the national chapter, that it had sufficient funding from the national chapter and local. So most cases I've joined nonprofits, I've always been out, I've got to have my hand out, I've got to be fundraising. And now I think that rest reassured, if you wanted to become a mentor, you don't have to worry, or become a member of SCORE, you're not going to be asked to go out and raise money and things of that nature, which is a lot of nonprofit work is done today. So, yeah, I was surprised as the amount of effort and the amount of tasks that SCORE people have taken on, and the SCORE chapter itself locally. We've got a lot of opportunities, simple steps, business scans, business planning. Biz talk. There we go. We've got to put that in.
That's a weekly one.
Oh, that's a weekly one.
Now, let's talk a little bit about SCORE. It's a national organization. Tell us what you know about the national
organization. Well, I went out to the SCORE National Chapter Conference with Randy this past summer in St. Louis and found out, what do we have, Randy? I mean, there was hundreds of people there. The Secretary of Labor came, I think it was.
Yeah, we had over 475 attendees who were just from the various branches and various chapters that we have throughout the country. And, yeah, we had some very high-powered speakers.
When
did very
SCORE
top-end
get
people.
Organized?
SCORE is actually 50 years old, more than 50.
53.
Is 53, yeah. 53 young. Now. Yeah, it was established back in 1964, established by the SBA, Small Business Administration, because as they looked around, they saw that there were a lot of businesses going out of business, small businesses that could need help, and there was an awful lot of people like the mentors we have today with great business experience, but not going anywhere with it. So the concept was, let's put the two together and come up with something that's successful. And one of the things that statistically we've been able to prove is that people who work with SCORE have a better chance of success. We can raise the success ratio. It's been proven by about 10% of the businesses who start up if you work with a SCORE mentor as opposed to if you don't.
Well, nationally, I believe there are about 320 chapters, roughly 11,000 volunteers. So a SCORE mentor in Appleton who winters in Arizona, Florida, they could join a SCORE chapter there and be part of a chapter here. But we have all these mentors and all this organization by the national organization. And our chapter is 40 years old. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary this past year. And we have about 50-some mentors. We service an 8-county area through Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. And what are some of the activities? I mean, can you summarize for us, what sort of volume do we see? How many mentors, client relationships happen a year? You know,
I'll probably have to pass that one over to Randy. He's
sure.
Okay. More versed
with
the statistics.
Yeah, I just filled out the reports for the year end, because our year ends as of the 1st of October. But last year we came in with a little over 900 contacts, either through mentoring sessions or through the seminars and programs that we have. Of that, a little over 600 were actual client contacts, either first time or multiple. And that's one of the things, too, about SCORE is that we just don't have a one-shot relationship. We meet with people as many times as they need.
For the life of their business.
Right. So yeah. I've got clients that I've been meeting with for 6 years. Our goal for this year is going to be a little over 1,100 client services for the year. It sounds a little overwhelming, but we've gotten off to a great start with a number of seminar programs that we have, so we're helping a lot of people that way. And we're starting to see the business clients starting to pick up. It's that time of year where it's a little spotty, but after the 1st of January, we're expecting to see a lot more clients.
Well, anyone listening might want to learn more about SCORE and especially maybe our chapter since we're local to them. How would they find out about our SCORE chapter?
You can go online from that standpoint.
What is that address?
That address is foxcitiescore.org.
foxcitiescore.org.
Yep. Yeah. There we go.
Well, Bob's still learning. We're going to get him there eventually.
We'll put his picture out there.
Yeah. That'll do it.
foxcitiescore.org provides it's a calendar of all of our scheduled events coming up and how to reach a mentor and goes through the process, right?
And National is now coming out. We've developed a new website, and they're going to be coming out with some upgrades on that website in the very near future that are going to make it even easier for people once they do get onto the website to track down a mentor. I mean, we've got 50 mentors of a wide variety of abilities, some retired, quite a few are still in business. Social media is a big a subject that we're going through right now, and it's really starting to take off. So.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit about how SCORE can help a business owner. Bob, you commented on sounding board and guidance and input and always learn and get that other opinion. Can you share with us a little bit, you and Randy, about what is the role of the client in a SCORE mentor-client relationship?
I feel the first role that the client has to have is, are they committed to this or not? We have to determine. They have to determine. It's scary to start a business. And my first comments to them is, okay, let's take a look at your present situation. If we were going to go into this business, let's weigh the consequences, upside and downside. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to take that risk? What is the downside? Are you going to lose your house or just going to lose your job? So maybe try to take the risk out of it. Make that client either commit to what they want to do or if they're just out there fishing.
Or even help them identify their goal. Maybe they haven't even gotten to the point of articulating the goal yet.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Normally, for the people who start with us as a client, that first meeting is usually about anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, and it's dedicated primarily to fact-finding. We're asking the client who they are, what they want to do, all the different things that are important to them, and then turning around and saying, okay, fine, if you really mean it, you know, then we're going to expect you as the client to generate a business plan, start working on some of these answers. We've got the questions for you that you probably don't even know, and then we both start working on the answers as partners with you to try and get you off the ground. So it's a commitment on both parts. In fact, we have a small commitment sheet that we have for people who ask and want to know a little bit more about that shows both sides of this. We
sure.
sign it, they sign it, saying, you know, we're going to help you out, and you're going to do the homework as needed, and we're dedicated to getting the job done.
We want you to succeed.
Right, that's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. We're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwan from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me. Because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me, I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to BizTalk. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio, and our guest this morning is Bob Molitor. We're having an open show on our SCORE chapter. Bob is the vice chair, and Randy Melzer is the chair of our chapter. Randy's term is going to expire in September 30th of 2017. So we're grooming Bob and preparing Bob and training Bob to be a great chair.
Right. So this is kind of a test session to see how he does.
Yeah. We would like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our chapter is housed in the Chamber Building in Appleton. We are in the lower level, and the Chamber has been very kind in providing that for us. We thank them for that support. We have an 8-county area. We have about 50-some mentors, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and we provide free, confidential, no-cost mentoring to anyone who's looking for help from SCORE Chapter in order to request that help. It's real easy to go to foxcities.score.org website, click on the Find a Mentor tab, and fill out the request that you see in front of you, submit it, and probably within 24 hours, a mentor contacts you for your first meeting. It could be the first of many, because scores for the life of your business, it's not limited to just one session. And we have mentors with expertise in a variety of areas, including accounting, legal, HR, IT, workflow, production, banking, cash flow, marketing. If you have a question about an existing business and you're growing, or if you're looking to start a business, contact us at SCORE, foxcities.score.org. Bob and Randy, in the first session, we talked a little bit about what the SCORE can do to help, how it can help business owners. They should be motivated, what their role is in it. Let's talk a little bit about the assurances that the client enjoys knowing that what they share with SCORE is confidential and there's no cost to it. Bob, you want to address that a little bit?
Well, we take it pretty seriously. There's a code of ethics that we all agree to sign, and we monitor that accordingly, and we want to rest assured to our clients that anything they do bring to us is kept strictly confidential. The only information that would be released would be upon their approval. And say we want to share it with another mentor, whatever the case may be. So they have nothing really to we have no vested interest, let's say, in revealing their information, whatever the case may be. So if it is something that's a product that they wanted to develop that they feel is totally want to be kept secretive, whatever the case may be, we can certainly work with them on that. There's no problem from that standpoint.
And, Randy, we really strictly monitor the code of ethics. We have
Correct.
An annual form.
Anyone
who feels like they've been violated can bring that to the attention of any SCORE mentor, and it's dealt with immediately. And
right. We have a very strict procedure to follow on that so that in case there is any questions or problems. Mm-hmm. The other thing we do is, as Bob said, this is required every year. Every mentor has to re-sign and retake the information about the code of ethics. We require 100% of our mentors to be signed on at this point, because if they have not, they cannot mentor. It's just that important to us, so that if you have a situation where you're looking at something that has very special intellectual property requirements and so on, our code of ethics covers all of those areas. So it's for your benefit to know that no matter what you're talking about with a SCORE mentor, that's where it goes. That's as far as it goes. So you're perfectly safe.
I think we've all been asked at some time by a client to sign a non-disclosure agreement to protect their product or their idea.
Yep.
But we can't do that at SCORE, and it ties into the code
of ethics. That's correct. Yeah, the code of ethics is a substitute for and an answer to any type of non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
And for the client who looks at us and says, well, that all sounds very good, we can provide them with a copy of our code of ethics. And, of course, the agreement on that is twofold. Number one is complete confidentiality. But number two is that we can't solicit. So you have your business, Tony. I know I do some work along those lines. Anybody who has a business who's in SCORE agrees that we will not solicit the client for any kind of business. So, and if there is any questions along those lines, we immediately divorce the individual client from the mentor. You get a brand new mentor, start all over, and anything that you want to do outside is outside of SCORE.
And occasionally a client will want to retain that IT mentor or that accounting mentor or whatever. And that's when that happens, Randy, which you just said, that relationship with the client and the mentor at that point is severed and a new mentor is assigned to the client.
Right.
And then the client can now work with the previous mentor and pay them for their services.
Exactly.
But it's not solicited by the mentor. It's
correct.
Up to the
and
client.
And as soon as that occurs, there's a signed document that takes place, and that is forwarded to me as the chairman, and I act on that to make sure that it goes into the files and everybody is fully aware of how that relationship is now being handled. So, again, it's designed to protect the client. So it's not a case where you're going to run into a mentor who's out there, you know, fishing for business. We just don't do that.
Everything we're talking about applies to the first session with the client for the life of the business.
Correct.
As long as the client wants to continue. And each mentor has at their fingertips 50-some other mentors to address various topics that might be raised in that company's.
Right. But the positive side of that, Tony, too, is if the client is actually looking for some services, be it legal, accounting, or banking, whatever the case may be, the mentor who is assigned them is not having that relationship can refer them to another mentor and say, listen, you know, this person obviously is a SCORE mentor. They like SCORE clients. They will treat you favorably, and it works out.
They all sign a code of ethics.
They all sign a code of ethics, and they can work for them at a more reasonable rate, let's say, if they go out to the open market.
The other thing, too, is we do get questions like that is, can you refer, let me know who I should work with as an accountant or an attorney or a banker? And we do have a listing of those professions that we have worked with, but that listing is at least three or more of anyone in that profession. So we are not going to say, oh, yeah, you have to go to so-and-so. We do not make a direct.
Just ask us for a copy of the list, and we'll be happy to provide it to
you. Yeah, we don't make a direct referral. We do let you know who's out there and available, especially because of past experiences with them that have been known to work really well with small business. And that's the key.
You know what just snuck up on us?
I think so. Break.
Another break.
How about that?
It's a real quick session, but we'll come back on the other side for a longer segment in the program. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY. Real local radio.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back. We're talking with Bob Molitor this morning. Bob is our new vice chair. He's going to be taking over the chairmanship from Randy Melzer at the end of September in 2017. And we're having an open show this morning on the SCORE chapter. So if you have a question for us, feel free to give us a call. We welcome your call at 281-1150, 281-1150, or if you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. If you're thinking about using SCORE, give us a call. If you've used SCORE and you've been really pleased, give us a call. If you have any questions about business, give us a call. We're here to help.
Right.
Now, in the last segment, I gave you a little bit of a rundown on what SCORE is, how many mentors we have in the 8-county area we service, but we do more than just mentoring. Randy, tell us about the seminars coming up.
Right. As I mentioned earlier, we do have the seminar programs. That's a very, very important part of the entire SCORE program. And right now, we're just completing the QuickBooks seminar that we did. Very successful program. We had 16 attendees. That's the limit that we have on this one. But from what I understand, it was really an outstanding program. We're going to be providing certificates of completion this coming Wednesday night for that group. And we're also going to be offering a special fifth program on QuickBooks for those of you who are looking for information specific to the areas of payroll and the areas of inventory. So again, for existing businesses who have questions about how to use QuickBooks to handle your inventory, to handle your payroll, that particular program is going to be held on Wednesday, November 30th. It's going to be at the New Horizons of Wisconsin, Fox Cities. That's located out on Grand Market Drive. The program is in the evening. It'll be running from 6 until 8:30, and the program will be $25. We would ask, again, please go out to the website, foxcities.score.org. You can register there for it. Again, we have a limitation of only 16 seats. So I would
recommend... out the first session.
Yeah,
too.
We're pretty much... Yeah, so get there quick. Like I said, it's November 30th. It'll be an excellent session to help you improve your skills as far as working with QuickBooks. So, and hopefully we will be doing the other QuickBooks program in the future. So stay out, you know, go out to the website, check and see what we have for programs.
And with the coming changes in the payroll rules and laws... this would be a really good one for business owners to know about QuickBooks. How do they handle those?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, yeah, there are so many things
Kurt
that are
Haling's
changing.
Kurt Haling's the instructor, right. CPA, really good about it.
Yeah, from Albertson Haling CPA, they do a great job. The other program we have coming up is going to be on the 15th of November. That's coming up very quickly. And that is going to be on, so your social... now what? How do I use social media to take my business to the next level? That particular program is going to be, as I said, on Tuesday, November 15th, again, 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening. It is going to be held out at the UWO Appleton Extension Education Center. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's on Capitol Drive. It's right behind the McDonald's over on... Ballard Road. So it's very, very easy to find. If you go out to our website, there's a map showing you right where it is. Again, the fee on that one is going to be $20, and it's going to go through all of the things you need to know on how to use social media, which is, again, very, very important to businesses today. So that's the second program that's coming up. November the 15th, please go out to our website. As you mentioned before, the website's changing, and we're making some very good improvements to that website that'll make it easier for you to see all of the special programs that we
What's
have.
What's the website address?
The address is foxcities.score.org.
There you go.
Okay.
Great. A lot of fun stuff coming up. Go out there to foxcities.score.org to register for these and to keep track of what's coming up in the future. A lot of stuff coming this year. Also want to mention the Million Cups program. SCORE chapter, Fox City SCORE chapter, is a partner in helping to bring that program to Appleton. We partner with Fox Valley Technical College, Fox Communities Credit Union, Emmy Lou Shop Local, and Epiphany Law. And the Million Cups program is founded by the Kauffman Foundation back in 2012. Kauffman Foundation is a great entrepreneurial international organization. Every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock throughout the country, there are over 100 sessions now of Million Cups. And this coming Wednesday, you're invited to attend at, starting at 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Our guest is going to be Wordsmithing by Foster, LLC. And we're going to learn how to put our marketing ideas into good words so we can get the kite off the ground and keep it floating.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very good presentation.
He was there last week, and what he says is, he says, it's not what you have to say, it's how you say it.
There you go. And so you're invited to come. It's free, and the coffee's provided by Copper Rock. I was still going in door number 15 on
door
the north
15.
Side of the building.
Correct.
Yep. Also want to give a special thank you to Variant Productions. As some of you know, the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities celebrated its 40th year in 2016, And as a way to celebrate that, we recognize 5 award winner success stories, clients who have used Score Chapter mentors and resources. And Variant Productions did some great videos. They're just super awesome for us. We want to thank them. Isaiah Wells did a great job. If you want to learn about Variant Productions, go to their website at variantproductions.com, or you can reach them at 475-4354. And if you're going to engage them, prepare for awesome, because it's been an awesome experience for our chapter and for our success stories. It's just been really good.
Okay.
So with that, we want to come back to Bob Molitor and Randy and talk a little bit about our Score Chapter. Again, if you have a question, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. We talked a little bit about the mentoring in the prior segments, a lot of local mentoring, but can we talk just a few minutes about the national mentoring, the online mentoring? Because we've got mentors, specialists, really good specialists, that a client could schedule time with at a Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock and spend 2 hours on the phone with them or on a computer webinar thing. Tell us a little bit about how the value of that national mentoring is for our clients.
Well, that you said it all. I mean, you might have experience in Silicon Valley that we don't have in Wisconsin.
Right.
You might have experience in a business in Florida that you would like to have in Wisconsin. We don't have those resources. So from that standpoint, there's not an avenue of business entrepreneurship, mentoring, advising that you cannot find from one of our national mentors and very easily accessible from the national website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and currently we have, out of our office, our chapter, we have at least 3 or 4 of our mentors who have also signed up the other way. So they're getting clients from Seattle, they're getting clients from the East Coast,
sure,
and who are asking questions about their specific expertise. So what it does is it opens up about 11,000 possible mentors to you with the expertise that you really are looking for. Example, I had one client who was looking for, how do I patent a medical instrument? What do I need to do, and so on? We put them in touch with a specialist out of California who does just that.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 3 weeks of working that way, they had all their questions answered, got the things working, and it became a very successful patent.
I think people are beginning to realize that SCORE is a really good resource at any stage of a business and for the life of the business.
Well, talk about one of our award benefit winners last year with 3 cyclists. They've been in business for years.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they came and they found success with SCORE. So it's a no-brainer.
Yep. And it's not just for startups, like you said, Bob.
Correct.
It's for anybody who's in business. In fact, let's talk a little bit about our SCAN program. It's a relatively new program, and we're very excited about it. Mary Lou Vandehuis done a lot of work in leading that charge. Can you kind of summarize a little bit the SCAN program?
Well, it kind of reminds me of what I went through when I used Wisconsin Manufacturing Extension Partnership. They brought in mentors of certain
disciplines,
and we went through, we did a cookbook, found a company manual, we did the accounting, the profit loss statements, balance, and that's basically what our BizScan team is going to do. It's not just 1 or 2 mentors. We will research and bring in just about anybody we want to come in and take a very thorough, close look at the business.
Mm-hmm. And it's primarily for businesses already in existence. It's not a startup.
Right. It's a minimum, I think, of 3 years.
Yep.
And also, I think it has to be a certain revenue base is what we're interested
in. We're looking at like a range, minimum range.
Probably $500,000 or so in sales.
Yeah. But we bring in, like, depending on the company, we have engineers in our chapter who understand production and workflow. We have people who do cost accounting. We have people who have legal backgrounds. We have intellectual property, IT. So if this business is looking to get out of that trench that they're in, that little rut that they're in, and go to the next level, the SCAN team of 4 or 5 client mentors will spend 4 to 6 weeks with the client.
Right.
And then it's pretty much done, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of research that gets done with the client. The client will come in and say, okay, this is what I think I need. We do the research with him with that team of 4 or 5 people and come back and say, yes, your question was well-founded, but you also need help here, 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 and here. And then we lay out a plan of action so that they can move forward to improve their business position, solve their problems, and again, again, the nice part of it is it's part of our free services. So it's not a case where you are charged for this. It is a free service. We have been known to accept donations, Securities. Charitable donations for this particular service, but that's up to the party. If we solve your business problems, our primary goal is just to help you get it done.
And the scan program is very consistent with all the other things we've talked about with SCORE. It's all confidential. There's the code of ethics. It all applies to anything SCORE does. And we're modeling this after some SCORE chapters in Chicago and St. Louis who've been very successful with the scan program. Right. So we have mentors ourselves to help us launch this extra division in our chapter.
The SCAN program was adopted nationally, I think, from the impetus from the local chapters that found success with it. And they said, whoa, this is a good avenue. Right. And it reminded me, when you are running a business and you're making checkbook decisions, you could say, I really could need some consulting help here, but you can't afford it.
Right.
And you look otherwise. So now that's why I found out with WMEP, with Wisconsin Manufacturers Extension Partnership, the cost was quite reasonable. With SCORE, it's a no-cost obligation. We do ask for any kind of financial gratuity. If they feel something is worth it, what they've got to bang for their buck, they might want to make a charitable contribution. Yeah.
But remember, there's no strings attached.
No strings attached.
And this is the SCAN program that we're talking about. The regular mentoring, no, there is no fees charged or no fees ever received.
And in the SCAN program, we don't expect a fee, but if someone wants to make a donation, we're not going to say no.
Right.
Okay. Question for you on SCORE chapter in terms of, in SCORE general, when SCORE mentors help business owners, it does benefit, Randy, you talked about the successes, 10% improvement and so on, but one of the characteristics of a SCORE mentor relationship with the client is that the client's banker appreciates the fact that the client is seeking some advice from experienced business people to help keep that business profitable and successful.
Right.
Everybody benefits from that relationship. So all the banks in the Valley, all the credit unions in the Valley doing around the country doing business lending are familiar with SBA.
Yes.
And you pointed out earlier, Randy, that SBA actually started SCORE to help those post-war veterans succeed in their businesses because there were a lot of failures. And it's grown into a national organization. The word SCORE used to mean Service Corps of Retired Executives. We don't use that anymore. Now it's for the life of the business.
Right, because right now 40% of our mentors are still in business. They're not retired.
Correct.
I mean, especially when you start asking for somebody who's an expert in, let's say, social media.
Correct.
Anybody who's an expert in that who's been in business for more than 5 years is a very strange situation. So
let's spend a couple minutes talking about someone out there listening to our show this morning is saying, gosh, I'd like to be a SCORE mentor. How does that work?
Bob, you want to?
Well,
you're new at this.
New at this, and I mean, I researched it. I checked it out. I thought if I have a desire to give back to the community, I'd like to say, I see these aspiring young business people, not necessarily young, but aspiring businesses, ongoing businesses. If I can offer them one bit of wisdom that I learned, age doesn't necessarily bring wisdom, but it does bring experience. And if I can offer that, that kind of made me, that attracted me to the nonprofit, to the SCORE chapter. So if anybody wants to be a mentor and say, I feel I could give back to the community and I feel I have some value to offer to the community, they're more than welcome.
Now, you mentioned in one of the previous segments, Bob, that one of the things that impressed you about SCORE is all the things we do, and there's no pressure to go out and raise money for the organization. We are self-funded through activities we conduct and some national support. But Randy, what does it take to be a mentor? What is the commitment? What are we looking for from a mentor?
Okay, well, the one thing we're looking for is, as Bob mentioned, the enthusiasm and the willingness to give back to be able to help other small businesses to succeed. How you get involved, yes, there's a process. We don't just throw you to the wolves. We actually sit down with you. There's an interview process. Once we've decided and you've decided you want to get involved, we actually have a training session. It takes a little over 2.5 to 3 hours to become a certified mentor so that, again, you understand what is expected of you as a SCORE mentor, how you work with the client, what the ideas are that we try to work with most of our clients. We also set you up so that you co-mentor. It's a case, too, where you sit down with an existing mentor. Your first three mentoring sessions that you conduct are with someone who's been through it, done right. it before. So, again, you get the feel for how it works.
How many hours a month would I be expected to contribute?
I usually tell people to anticipate 10 to 15 hours. And, again, you can be crazy like Bob and I are or like you are, Tony. I mean, we put in an awful lot of hours, but that's because that's what we want to do.
Right.
If you're a specialist, you could be putting in as little as 10 hours.
What's a specialist?
That's a person who only mentors in the specific areas of expertise that they have.
Like legal or accounting.
Correct.
Or something.
We have
and
some,
there's a generalist. Or...
Well, and some of the manufacturing specialties that we have, people who work with international business,
then
things
there
like
generalists
that.
Too.
Yes, like myself, Bob, you, we all take on those situations where no matter what, you know, the person comes in and says, "I need help." Okay, let's
and
talk about it.
How do they begin the process if they'd like to become a mentor?
To become a mentor, the easiest way to do it is, again, go out to our website, foxcities.score.org.
Yep.
On it, you'll see the word volunteer. It's a link. You take a look at that. It has a questionnaire that you fill out. You're asked to complete the information about your background, your specialties, what you have had for experience, and also to complete it and send in a resume.
Yep.
That resume then and all of the material goes directly to our national center. They review it, make sure that things are all on the up and up, and then they send it back to us.
Yep.
We then sit down with the person, make the arrangements, have an interview, go through all of the details with them and say, hey, is this a fit? If it fits, fine, and we move on from there.
And it's fun.
One more thing, too, is you become a mentor, you might become an administration. You might not necessarily
right.
want a mentor. You just right. want to help with the organization. You want to help maybe do some training, some teaching, some seminars.
Yep.
So there's lots of avenues of opportunity for mentoring.
We can put them to work.
We can put you to work.
And have fun.
Right, it is.
It is fun. And you've been listening to Biz Talk here in this last segment. We're going to come back after the next break, close out the show. Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY. We're talking with Bob Molitor this morning, who's our future chair. He's currently our vice chair, and Randy Melzer, our current chair. And we've had a great open show about SCORE. If you have missed the program, we invite you to go to our website, www.biztalkwithscore.com. We'll have that art there by next Wednesday, and we archive all of our programs on that website so you can go way back. I think we go back 5 years now or longer with archive shows. Before we go on, we just want to thank our sponsors who help bring this show to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without them. And if you tune in, each one of these sponsors appears on our show once a quarter, so you can learn from them. Our sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, Ridgestone Bank, also Tundraland. We also want to thank Candeo Creative for building the BizTalkWithScores.com website and helping us to maintain that website. And the Business News, Larry Desch and Jerry Mader with their publication, The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. It's only $20 a year, and it's going to bring you all kinds of good information to help you be successful in the business environment in East Central Wisconsin. So thank you to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate everything you do. On a score, on SCORES definition and SCORES in organization, I just want to recite, I want to share with you what the mission and the vision of SCORE is. The mission is foster vibrant small business communities through mentoring and education. I think the education is really a big thing. And then the vision of SCORES, every person has the support necessary to thrive as a small business owner. And that's what our chapter is dedicated to. Mm-hmm. That's what we do at our Fox City SCORE chapter.
Right, absolutely. But now we're at just about that point in time where we have to have some biz tips, I think.
Yeah, do you have one, Randy?
Well,
you're first in line.
Okay, I got a couple quick ones. Number one.
You're the oldest guy here. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks a bunch. Anyway, very, very quickly, if you're interested in becoming a SCORE mentor, we are looking for people specifically from the southern part of our activity area. So if you're in the Fond du Lac area, Oshkosh, or in the Tri-County area, please don't sit on the fence. We want you to become SCORE mentors. Get in touch with us just as soon as you can.
Super. Thanks. Bob, you're up.
My biz tip would be if you're considering being in business or you are an existing business and you feel it's not quite going right, trust me, you know, every decision you make is not a world beater. Every idea you have is not a world beater. But come to SCORE. Let us help you out.
It's all no cost and confidential.
Correct.
Yep. And my biz tip is understand your cash flow and make sure that you know how much money's coming in and going out. And the key about understanding cash flow is every day when you make a business decision, you should be able to understand or appreciate the impact of that decision on your cash flow. That's really success. We want to thank you for listening this morning. Our guest next week is Ridgestone Bank if we don't get Badger bumped next week. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to BizTalk and WHBY, Real Local Radio.